Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence, this is The Chaser Report.
Hello and welcome to The Chaser Report for Monday the 25th of July. I'm Charles Firth and with me today are John Delmenico and
Hello.
Lachlan Hodson.
Howdy.
How was your weekend, guys?
Weirdest story from walking into work today. As I was walking into work today, I got accused of being a criminal.
What?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. No, it was weird. I was like walking to work and I was stopping off to just buy some stuff for lunch. And I saw a small little corner store that I've been to often, I usually go to. And I was buying just a 10-pack of Mee Goreng noodles because...
Yep. You're poor, yeah. Yep.
And as I you know, am paying at the self-checkout, a worker there taps me on the back of the shoulder and he goes, "You're the noodle man."
Ooh.
And I'm like, "Well, sorry, what's going on here? The noodle man? Who's the noodle man?" And they take me into like the other part of the store and they show me a wanted poster of someone who has apparently been stealing Mee Goreng noodles from this store. And they're going, "You're the noodle man. You're the person who's stealing all of their noodles." Because I was dressed in a black coat and it looked a bit like this photo. And I had to sort of explain to these people, I'm like, no.
I pay.
As much as I would love to not pay for these noodles, I do anyway.
Yeah. Are you sure that they weren't referring to your penis when they said you're the noodle man?
Like... No, because the photo of the guy's penis looked nothing like mine. And the weirdest part was, after all of that, after they took me away from the self-checkout, they then didn't charge me the noodles.
Because they'd accused you
because
unfairly.
Because they accused me, which in virtue turned me into a noodle thief.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. That is very ironic. But so can I just ask, and, you know, I want to do this in a culturally sensitive way.
Yes.
But is the problem that all white people look the same?
That's what's confused me, is because I know how you dress and how you look. Anyone who's seen you in sketches also would know. I can't believe you got profiled as someone who would, like, shoplift. Looking at you, I'd profile you as someone who would do white-collar crime. Like, you look like you steal money from the poor.
No, well, every time that I'm trying to fly on a plane, I always get the random baggage check because of appearing, you know, rather school shootery kind of thing.
See, you're very lanky, right?
Yes, like, quite.
I think Lachlan, for the audience to paint a picture, he's blonde, lanky, like thin.
Yeah.
I reckon you look like an ice addict. Like I think it's totally fair.
Well, that checks out because whenever I stand at an automatic door and I stand on the pad that senses you, I have to kind of jump a little to get
exactly.
through.
Yeah.
But I'm not
the
noodle
free
man.
Noodles.
I'm not the noodle man, and I resent any accusations.
And I hope that sucking on those noodles gave you a little bit of extra pleasure.
Jeez, Charles. Coming up on the rest of the show, other people have been accused of crimes.
Yeah, other people have been in a noodle, you could say.
Yeah, they're not using their noodle.
Nice. That's a better segue.
And so we've got some people all over Australia who've been in trouble, allegedly.
Yeah.
John's going to tell us a bit more about that.
Yeah, there's a bunch of state politicians who've gotten in hot water.
We're
going to
have a bit of a... I like it. We're going to have a bit of a corruption... You know, a state-based corruption rap.
Yeah, I'm excited. It's my first time watching state-based corruption.
Getting all the juicy gossip straight after this.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Chaser Report. Less news, more often.
So, John.
Yeah.
How old are you? You're about 12, aren't you?
I'm 25. I'm just the most, like, even compared to Lachlan and Xander, who are younger than me, I'm the most Zoomer energy of the group.
No, that's true. I do have the soul of an old man, yeah.
I also paid the least attention to politics my entire life.
Yes.
For listeners who don't know, I started paying attention to politics about 2 years ago, which was after I'd already started writing for The Chaser.
Yes.
We do exclusively hire people who aren't political and don't know anything about our chosen field of satire.
So you've only recently stumbled across state politics.
Well, yeah. So, like Gladys, I sort of paid attention to, not really, just enough to get jokes out of. Mm. And then I'm from Canberra, where when there's usually a corruption allegation, they just don't investigate it and they move
on.
Yes.
Good system. Good system. Yeah, it's great. No complaints.
So I was really excited last week when, out of nowhere, three different corruption bombshells happened at the exact same time.
Sorry, did you say three?
Yep, three.
Wow.
So, like, I was preparing because there was stuff saying that Mark McGowan might get investigated. And I was like, oh, that could be interesting.
Michael who?
Mark McGowan from WA.
Oh, Mark McGowan. Sorry.
From where?
Western Australia, the sovereign state to our left.
Okay, no. I remember hearing about that one in school, yeah.
He's the Saddam Hussein of Australia. He got like 96% in the last election. He did. Like 96% of people voted for him.
Yeah, he got the percentage where usually the UN would investigate for corruption.
Yeah.
But no, it turned out completely different people out of nowhere. So obviously John Barilaro we knew was coming. But then there's been a bunch more. So the first one I'm talking about is the Dan Andrews government.
Oh, yeah.
Where it turned out a minister who had resigned had been found guilty of what was referred to as blatantly corrupt stacking of branches, and that it was like very obvious and everyone knew what was going on and they just did it, and then the guy resigned at one point. And they're not pressing criminal charges, but they did say it was definitely corruption.
Definitely.
Right? I don't know.
Can
I be just quite honest?
But it is definitely breaking laws.
But I don't understand what the problem with stacking branches is. I honestly don't. In what universe is it wrong to recruit more people into your own party? But why is that in any way corrupt or... Like, I don't know the details of this case. So,
I looked into this stuff because I was really confused. Yeah. Because at first I thought it just sounded like how politics works.
The
allegation was that they hired a bunch of their friends so that they could get political power, which then it turned out is actually what they're alleged of doing.
But isn't that how all political power... happens?
Yeah, that's what... And then I looked back at previous cases of what branch stacking... like things, and specifically in Victoria, where there was one where there was an attempt by the Liberal Party to basically throw anyone who wasn't religious far right. I see why that would be actively kicking people out to replace them is a bit more than just hiring in. But then the other one I found was in like diverse areas, the Labor Party made efforts to bring in diverse community leaders. That one was also branch stacking because they were friends with the people that were brought in, despite the fact that they're also the people who had the best qualifications.
Albo, back in the day, that's how he gained political power, is that he made really good links with the Greek community, and then they'd invite hundreds of people in. And the Greek community in Marrickville is really politically powerful because they brought a whole lot of people into the Labor Party. Like, what is wrong with that? Isn't that exactly what political power should be?
So I think for this one specifically, what's happened is that they were intentionally choosing people who would help them gain power and take out a different faction, and that it was an intentional factional play.
Politicians are supposed to go around and recruit people who don't support them and get them into the party?
So that's my thing is I get why theoretically this is corruption. But it also was shocking to me that this is a massive story because it's not like this isn't how literally everyone who doesn't pay attention to politics just assumes politics works. I just get a bit confused about what is the big stories. Like with the John Barilaro ones, right? So in New South Wales, there's two stories. John Barilaro, his ICAC investigation into the job that he created for himself in New York started picking up evidence.
Yeah, well, we've all been there, haven't we?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, so my thing with Barilaro is, so we went into this, into last week knowing that he created a job for himself and evidence would start coming out for it. And the whole thing that kicked it off was the allegation that somebody had their offer rescinded and then John Barilaro took the role.
Yeah.
So there's three big pieces of evidence last week that came forward. So the first bit of evidence that came out was that they never actually offered the job to the person who allegedly was offered the job, which this was one, according to the media, isn't shocking.
Makes it more above board, doesn't it?
Makes it slightly more above board. Like, it's still corruption in terms of he made a job for himself.
Yeah.
But also, it sort of makes more sense. Like if John Barilaro was to hire himself,
Yes.
It wouldn't make sense for him to hire someone else and then rescind that hire. Because then you're just adding steps to the process and making it look worse.
Sorry, you guys don't write crime fiction, but it's called a red herring.
Ah.
It's to throw people off the scent.
Yeah. The second bit of evidence came the next day. This is the first massive shock evidence, according to the media, that he wanted the job. That there was evidence that he wanted the job that he created for himself and gave himself. I don't understand how that's shocking. I just assumed that he wanted the job.
Well, I think you'll find in most cases people don't want the jobs that they have. Charles, do you want the job that you have?
No, definitely not. No, I hate this job. I created this job.
So, also created this job and you hate it. I think that is shocking.
Yeah, no one wants to work.
I mean, I'm surprised that he didn't give himself no job but also give himself $10 million.
Yes, exactly. Yes, he wanted to work for the money that he created. Like,
that's not corrupt at all.
Have a leaf out of Eddie O'Bean's book. He just got money for doing no work, which is a much better system.
Ah, if you're going to be corrupt, do it properly.
Yes, and I think it shows just how badly the Libs in New South Wales and the coalition in New South Wales are going. The fact that it can't be properly corrupt. Like they're just.
I mean, Josh Reinberg just had a job open up at Goldman Sachs that no one knew was a job offer in the beginning. Like, most politicians just go into a job where they do nothing and get paid a shit ton of money because they're just a public face. Surely John Barilaro would have been smart enough to know he could have just gotten one of those jobs for way more money.
Not John Barilaro. Like, honestly,
yeah, I guess it makes sense. like Gladys Berejiklian isn't too corrupt for that, but he probably is.
Is there a sort of anti-conservation society or something in New South Wales? John Barilaro was famously the guy who wanted to
just kill
all the koalas to extinction.
Okay, so I think we've proven that Dictator Dan, that wasn't corrupt. That was all, like, that shouldn't be corruption.
And
John Barilaro.
John Barilaro, not very corrupt, unless, John, do you have an extra piece of evidence?
The third shock thing that came out, now, you guys might want to prepare for this. In the job role that he made for himself to take over, he made it so that he would look like the best person for the job based on the requirements that they would want from someone.
But I suppose what it does do, though, John, is it goes towards the fact that it was clearly very pre-planned and well thought through.
It's the most like effort it was he ever put into something conspiracy. In Parliament.
Well, yeah. I'm just wondering, what were these requirements that he was meeting so well?
Yes. Must want to kill koalas.
I've got a long history in dispatching the special units force.
Unsuccessful defamation cases. Tick.
Part of, again, that makes more sense. They never offered the job to the other person. Was that one of the requirements was to prioritise a former minister? Which, of course, he would have put that in the system. It makes sense if you want to rot a system and not offer it, you wouldn't set it up so that somebody who has all the other qualifications would accidentally get the job.
I do like to think that after he put all of that in, he went, oh shit, what if Scott Morrison applies for this one?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Chaser Report. News you can't trust.
To me, the biggest shock of the last week, though, was when they announced that a ICAC investigation to New South Wales government has found a completely other person in a completely other controversy guilty of corruption. A guy called John Sidoti has surprisingly just come out of nowhere and been found guilty of corruption. I have a clip of what happened here if you don't know what's going on, because I didn't know what was going on.
From my perspective, that the truth has been ignored.
The truth, according to ICAC's 200-page Operation Whitney, was that the member for Des Moines improperly lobbied councillors to get his family property in Five Dock rezoned.
Yeah, so he, by the way, was not involved in any sort of ministerial process and should, and it wasn't part of his job at all to be dealing with property stuff. But he inserted himself into a discussion about his local area and tried to get specifically the land where he had properties rezoned to a higher value area.
So is this person a minister or...?
Yeah, so he's currently a minister in the New South Wales government.
Okay, okay.
I think he was the former sports minister or something.
Oh, well,
again, he's a character no one's heard of. I just assumed that this could be another John Barilaro, but it turns out it's a completely separate person.
Well, I like that corruption's a sport that's wide enough that you've got your big leagues, you've got your major, yes, like state, yes, leagues, but then you've also got some little
athletics.
Know, little athletics, yeah.
So the
under nines corruption.
Yeah. So the clip I played before, that was from Channel 9 News, who were interviewing him the day of the ruling. Like almost immediately after the ruling and the ruling became public, he was in the room.
Mm.
To the point where this happened.
Dominic Perrottet phoned Mr. Sidoti this afternoon while Nine News was in the room. The Premier asked him to resign from Parliament altogether. Mr. Sidoti told him in the most forceful of ways to forget about it.
I'm not going to do what those prior to me did and just go and curl up in a corner. There's no way. Absolutely no way. I've worked too hard and I know what I've done and what I haven't done.
He's worked really hard to get that rezoning, but he's not going to quit now.
Well, to be fair to him, the rezoning didn't happen. Again, because he is not the minister in charge of that stuff and he was just forcing himself into a situation.
These guys are just second rate compared to the previous generation. The Eddie Obeids.
No.
Everyone who's in jail. Like,
the corruption nowadays, it's changed. Back in my day, we had proper good corruption.
My favourite thing about that is the fact that he clearly also would have known what it was going to if he's organised an exclusive interview with Channel 9 from like an hour or so after they released the findings, to the point where if you're Dom Perrottet, imagine what he felt when he then found out on the news later that day that by the time that he found out what the findings were and were calling to resign, not only do you have this guy for some reason refusing to resign, which is going to fuck everyone over in the Liberal Party, he's also currently in an interview about the fact that he lost. Like, what? I love this. This is my favourite one.
Yes.
I'm not going to know this guy's
real
name.
Shamelessness. This is very Morrison-esque, actually, to be honest. Like, there's a real sort of like, I'm not quitting. I'm not going anywhere. I know I'm shit. I know I'm going to bring down the rest of the fucking pack. Yeah. I don't care. I've worked too hard to sit here and just, you know, lays my bum off. I'm just going to sit here and lays my bum off.
Like, well, I assume every politician is in some way corrupt. I also assumed that once you got caught, you just had to leave as part of the deal. But no, they had to now throw him out of Parliament with a parliamentary vote and bring bipartisan support against this guy. But I hope he doesn't leave. I want him to stick around as long as possible.
Yes.
Because
yes,
the longer he stays, the funnier this is.
he's just playing corruption chicken at this point.
Let's get him on the show. He sounds like a fascinating character. Let's get him on the show next week. Can we go with this week? Why don't we get him on the show this week?
We'll try to zone him into this podcast.
Yeah.
That's why we should get him on. Absolutely.
Yeah. We're going to get him on.
Okay.
Friend of the show. Okay, well, thank you very much, John. The most shocking thing to me, John, was that you were shocked about the corruption.
Oh, no, I knew there would be corruption. I was just more shocked that the only things that you would just assume happen were all the things the media would say were shocking.
Yeah. Our gear is from Rode, and we're part of the Acast Creator Network. We'll catch you tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.